Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Ken and Lynette Hagin.
If thou canst do anything, in other words, if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus is saying, it's not so much a matter of what I can do as it is what you can believe. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, Incline Thine Ear, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. So we know then that he had some kind of seizures, didn't he? And I spake to thy disciples, and they could not cast him out. He answered him, Jesus answered him, and said, O faithless generation. Faithless means without faith. How long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tare him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. That is, he had a spell. He had some kind of a seizure or something. And he asked his father, that is Jesus, asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child. So he must not still be a child, it's his son. But he said it came on him as a child. So he must be grown now then, because he's not a child anymore. And oft times it cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. That reminds you of what Jesus said in John 10:10, the thief has come but for to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Amen? And oft times it cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Now look at verse 23. That's the one I want you to get. Incline your ear to his sayings. The words that I speak unto you, Jesus said, are not my own, they're my Father's. So this is God's saying. This is God's sayings. And Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To him that believeth. How many things?
All.
Well, that has to include healing, because that's what this man came after, was healing for his son. But it would have to include healing, or else it wouldn't be all things. It'd be all things but one. How many things?
All
things. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Now get the connection here. The man said, he told him the story, brought him to thy disciples, they couldn't cure him. Oftentimes he falls into the fire, oftentimes into the water. If thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. I like to say it this way sometimes. The man just sort of threw the thing over in Jesus' lap. In other words, and you know, that's what people do today a lot of times, just put it off on him. You know, well, it's up to him. But I like to put it that way. Jesus immediately put it right back to him. In other words, he's saying, it's not so much a matter of what I can do, it's a matter of what you can believe. If thou canst do anything. In other words, if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Yes. Jesus is saying, it's not so much a matter of what I can do as it is what you can believe. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Now you understand, of course, that that man wasn't a believer. He wasn't a Christian. We are believers, so we know we can believe because we're believers. But we can learn something here. I said we can learn something here by inclining our ears to his sayings. You see, that man never been born again because Jesus hadn't died yet for his sins. See, the scripture said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. That man hadn't had that experience because Jesus hadn't been raised from the dead. He couldn't believe Jesus had been raised from the dead. He hadn't been raised. Amen?
Amen.
But thank God we do. We are believers, see? So he said, the man straightway, the father of the child, cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. How can you have belief and unbelief? Well, nearly all the time you believe in your heart, but your head tells you something else, don't it?
I
said, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Or your physical senses tell you something else? Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's what he meant. Hallelujah. Well, the scripture said, and Jesus saw the people come running together. He rebuked the foul spirit, sent him thy dumb and deaf spirit. So we know now that he's dumb and deaf, as well as the seizures. I charge thee, come out of him, enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him. And he was as one dead, insomuch that many said he's dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. Now, the thought I wanted to get to you is though this saying, incline your ear to my sayings. Well, this is one of them. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Glory to God, to him that believeth. Well, yeah, that's my problem, though, Brother Egan. I don't have any faith. I have people for the last 50 years say that to me. I immediately say to them, well, why don't you come to the altar and get saved then? Oh, I am saved. Well, if you're saved, you have faith then. Because Ephesians 2:8 said, by grace are you saved through faith. That not of yourself, it's a gift of God. So then you are a believer. Amen?
Amen.
I said amen?
Amen.
Then I can believe. Not a matter if I'm trying to believe. Well, I'm trying to believe. No, I am a believer. That's who I am. Would somebody ask you, somebody said, are you a man or a woman? Well, you'd feel insulted if you're a man. Said, why, I'm a man. Of course I am. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Well, when the Bible tells me something, I just know it's so, don't you? See, we need a reverence for God's word that I don't think most folks, Christians, don't have as they should have. Reverence God's word even as you would reverence him. The person of God. Amen? He's magnified, the psalmist said, he's magnified his word above his name. Amen. Reverence his word. When God's word tells me something, I believe that. That's God speaking to me. And when he tells me that I am a believer, I know I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So then, all things are possible to him that believeth. How many things?
All.
All things. All things. All things. And in this case, because we're talking about healing, then incline your ear to God's sayings. Yeah, but my problem is, well, see, first they'll say, well, I don't have any faith. And then you say, well, why don't you get saved then? Oh, I've been saved for years. Well, how did you get saved without faith then? All the rest of us had to have faith. Because the Bible said in Ephesians 2:8, by grace are you saved through faith. Well, well, I am a believer, all right. I do have faith, but don't I have enough? I know, that's what I've had to do. You know, don't have enough. Now, if I had enough faith, I know I could be healed of this. Well, I always say to them, did you ever stop to think about it? You've already believed for the biggest miracle there is? You can't believe for anything bigger than a new birth. Think about that. In the new birth, you are recreated, born again, become a new creature in Christ Jesus. And it was your faith. It was your faith that received that. It was your faith that created that. Amen. That's the biggest thing you could ever believe for. The Bible talked about Jesus himself said, this is another one of his sayings, he said, what shall it profit a man if he gained the whole world and lose his own soul? See, it's more important that folks be saved than anything. That's the important thing. That's first and foremost. Well, you've already believed for the biggest miracle you could ever have. I mean, if you was totally paralyzed and got healed, it wouldn't be near as big a miracle as when you was born again, become a new creature. Because, you see, you became a brand new creature, a brand new man, the inward man on the inside. Still got the same body. We'll have a new body one day. But a brand new man. You got healed promises. You didn't get a new body, just the same old body you had. Just got healed. Not near as big a miracle. You've already believed for the biggest miracle there is. Minister friend of ours, my wife and I, older minister, going to be with the Lord now. But I don't know, she's somewhere around, 72 or 3 years of age at the time. And she and her husband, you know, driving along, somebody, the other person's fault, they pulled out of a side street right in front of them. The stop sign, but they didn't stop. And they're on a main thoroughfare, and they just ran right into this person. Well, her husband's driving, like she said, I tried to put the brakes on, and there's no brakes over there on the right-hand side. In our American cars. And you see, that sudden impact drove one of her limbs back up in the pelvic about 2 or 3 inches. And so at her age, the doctor said, well, you know, at your age, 70 and early 70s, you know, you just have to live with that. I mean, nothing be done the rest of your life. You know, you just have to go along there with a limp and with one leg short than the other. And so she said, I don't know why. Here she was, an ordained minister of the gospel. Been in the ministry for 40 or 40 some odd years. Seen people heal, laid hands on them. Husband laid hands on people. Marvelous ministry of healing. But somewhere or another, she got it in her mind. And you know, that's what whips us a lot of times. We don't bring every thought into subjection. Amen. To Christ.
Right.
Don't care how good people we are, how wonderful we are. And I said, well, I got it in my mind it'd take a lot of faith to get that to grow back out, that leg, you know, to pull back out there. Now, if it had been a younger person, they would have probably put them, you know, some weights on them, you know, and put them in bed, and they'd eventually a little about maybe pull that back out somewhere or another, something, you know, whatever they do. But at her age, they said, well, it's nothing you do. I mean, that's it.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's CD, How to Grow in Love, along with his book titled The Healers in Your House. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD, Whatever You Need, God's Got It. Finally, we have Kenneth E. Hagin's DVD, Bringing Back the King. All these items are for the special price of only $30. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. Rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so email us today at partnerservice@rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
2-day cyber sale, December the 1st and 2nd, starts on Monday, 12:01 a.m. and goes through Tuesday at 11:59 p.m. Central Standard Time. 50% off of almost everything in our products, Faith Library
Faith Library Publications.
Yes. So you can go to rhema.org for all the details.
Tomorrow on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Kenneth E. Hagin's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.